favorites of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KGBY 1080. KGBY1080.com. Streaming in stereo, 24/7 online. Commodores and easy. Paul Davis just before that in a cool night. 9:31 now on this, Wednesday morning. I'm Jim Bednarik and talking Dancing with the Stars. It's that time again. And another celeb is out on ABC's Dancing with the Stars with the departure of Olympic swimmer Natalie Coughlin. I think it's how you say her last name. Anyway, identified by the judges as a strong competitor, the gold medalist did not make the cut with the viewers. However, she did receive a standing ovation from the studio audience. And once again on the studio lines this week, we got National Dance Champ. Hang on a second here. Let's do this. National Dance Champ Jeannie Tucker on the line. Long distance. She's on the road. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. All right. She's on the road in Virginia, out there taking care of some family stuff. And, what do you think about Natalie going?
Well, I think that it was a horrible dance. But to her defense, this song, American Woman, was not a paso doble.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play music that isn't appropriate for the dance, what can you expect? She stomped through it, but that's what the song was kind of feeling like. And,
yeah.
And it was sad. She walked through it. She was stiff. There wasn't any passion or chemistry, but I don't know if I could have pulled it out of that song either.
Yeah.
So, and they had a very rough landing. So it was sad. I think that when you look at this show, half of the voting is popularity, and not enough people actually knew her. Her fan base is actually probably smaller than some of the other celebrities, so it had to happen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of folks didn't really know who she was, and yeah, you're right. The voters, the viewers have a big say, I guess, this time around on that. Where do you want to go next here?
Well, I think let's just run down it. Aaron and Karina.
Yes.
Definitely more passionate. The frame was good, but, you know, she did most of it. He stood there. I need to see more from him. I'm still not incredibly impressed. He has potential, but there's just something lacking for me. The other thing about their particular dance, Argentine Tango, was that if you notice, they had coaching. They had a couple come in and help them with Argentine.
That's right.
Why didn't we have that last week with the two-step? That irritated me, you know?
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And then we had Michael and Anna, the
mm-hmm.
paso doble. The choreography was not phrased very well with the music. I wasn't a fan of that particular dance at all. He, again, is stomping around, but he has a good fan base. He slung her on the floor, was very rough at the end. I wasn't impressed with that dance, and he's really got to pull it up, in my opinion, to be one of my top picks at all.
You didn't think there was any improvement at all on his part?
I think there is improvement as he goes along, but improvement at this point, as we're getting down to
yeah.
nine and going to be cutting even more, I think you've got to pull a lot more up. I think that he's improving, yes, and he's trying very hard. I'll give him that.
Okay.
But still rough.
Okay. All right. Next up.
I love Maya.
Maya. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
She's been my favorite for great passion and style. She's so precise and can create wonderful pictures with her body. She understands where her face and her body is in relation to everything else. I loved it. They weren't as emotionally together. I don't know that they have that emotional, passionate connection that they needed for that dance, but she's beautiful to watch.
She is
definitely one of the top picks for me.
Absolutely. I agree with that one. Okay.
Mark and Lacey, I know he got high scores, but I didn't care for it. From a pro-am standpoint, which is where you have a professional and an amateur dancing, I think Lacey overdanced him.
Mm-hmm.
She was distracting. I think that he was strong, but he was way overshadowed by her. I know that personally, him by himself, yes, he improved. Yes, he stayed strong. He held his passion throughout that. So there were wonderful points about it. But personally, just overall, I didn't care for it. Now, Donnie and Kim.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I agree.
That was the dance for Donnie, because when you think back to when he did the rumba, that was too overtly sexual. That was outside his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
This was the tease, the passion, the prelude, so to speak, and it was perfect. He was classy. He was
Are you there?
And man, it was fantastic.
Sorry, you're just breaking up just a bit there, okay, on the connection. But anyway, but Donnie did look great. Absolutely did look great, and I agree with you on that one there. I think he's going to be one of the front runners down the line here. All right, who do you got next on
absolutely.
The list?
Absolutely. He and Maya are my top picks right
yep.
now.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Louis and Chelsea. Louis,
oh.
He stands there a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
He did improve, but I'm sorry. It's just not enough for me. He's very talented. He needs to pull it up. He's stepping. He's not dancing. Now, I will say that. And put that not on him, but on his coach. She's very young. She doesn't understand what to teach him of steps, and dancing is not steps. It's the movement between the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not learning how to be fluid and manage his body.
Okay, who's up? Who's up next here this morning?
Melissa and Park. That was painful to watch. She was too unnatural, not on time. She lost her passion, emotional connection. It was really not my favorite dance of hers at all. I want to see Melissa do well. She can do next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're to Kelly and Louie. You know, I'm sorry, but again, Crazy Train by Ozzy is so good.
Yeah, yeah, even though it was her dad's song, and I know what they were trying to do, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, and I know that they were trying painfully to try to find a dance that fit that song, but none of the ballroom dances do, really.
Right.
And it was bad. It was a disservice to her. Her posture was better. She is gaining confidence. But I didn't like it at all. She is getting in better and improving, but it just ruined it for me. I didn't care for that. So this week overall for me was disappointing. Joanna, of course, did in Argentina. She has beautiful lines, but lost their routine. She had a foot miss, and then he almost fell on top of her. Not good entrances or exits to the tricks. Beautiful lines and a nice look, but the partnering just wasn't there.
Yeah. And
what did you think about the group hustle, Jim?
I thought the group hustle was excellent. I thought they did a great job depicting the 70s stuff. For once, it was really kind of right on. It wasn't campy. They weren't making fun of it. I think it was a very, very well-done group dance to The Hustle by Van McCoy way back when. Great exposition, in my opinion.
I thought it was great. I think that it was really, really a classy version of what we know and love.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
I was impressed.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kelly wound up going to the hospital after the dance, by the way.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That was a shame. That really was. I know you noticed that Michael grabbed the posture tip that I've been using for 15-plus years or at least that around the country.
Yeah, that's right. The coin, the squeeze the quarter thing. Yes,
nickel. I call it squeeze the quarter, but it's out of posture and have boot posture. And she had a nickel. It was pretty funny.
Well, you can find out more about that by checking out Jeannie's website at www.jeannietucker.com. Make sure you check that out, jeannietucker.com. For more details about that and Dancing with the Stars reviews and everything else that Jeannie has to offer. And, of course, we'll be chatting again next week.
Sounds wonderful, Jim. Take care. I'll see you all when I get back to Tucson.
All right. Thank you much.
Thanks.